Yeah.
No. German engineering. What is going on, guys? And this is the Floating Island Podcast. Right on. Well, as always, I hope you're having a fantastic day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. What is going on, Cole and Hope?
Hello.
Hi.
Well, appreciate you guys coming on. And yeah, just doing this. Always a blast. Oh, yeah. It's kind of crazy. This is my second one today. Just had Thomas. So if anyone just listened to that episode, it was lit, wasn't it? But now get ready for Cole and Hope. Yeah. About to bring the heat.
Yippee.
That was not exciting at all, man.
Yippee.
Is that better? You have to be like louder. It might have been because of the scare trails. We've been
Screaming and stuff
a
lot.
Yeah, we're like scare actors and we have no fucking idea what we're doing. It's kind of janky almost. It's very ratchet. I call the lady. I'm like, y'all hiring? I saw an ad on Instagram and she was like, yeah, show up Saturday to our employee meeting. So I drug him and our other buddy over.
How much do they pay you guys to do that?
Minimum wage.
Like, what's California minimum wage right now? What, like 17 something?
Pretty sure it's like 15, isn't it?
Well, 15 for a small business.
Oh, is it 15?
16?
I thought it was like 17, like 50 now. I think it went up.
They don't pay you.
California just getting really expensive and stuff. So they
also do things. So I actually like thought about this more. Is they do things like they rent your costume, not, you know, pay you. Hmm. So essentially like how we'd go up there, like if they'd want us to come early for makeup, we wouldn't be paid for that time. We'd only be paid at the start because they're renting our costume,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or if we were to, like, off... Like, for me, because I have, like, a bit of, like, not construction, but installation work, a bit of hands-on work, like, I really want to offer to help with some of their sets and stuff, because it's, once again, kind of ratchet, but, I don't want to really be doing that.
But I haven't heard that word in a minute,
ratchet.
Ratchet? I haven't heard someone say ratchet
at all. It is ratchet. I mean, it's that ratchet that I have to use.
The word ratchet is ratchet.
It is.
It's a ratchet thing, you know?
It's pretty fucking awful.
What do you want to do then? Like, what do you want to do in life? I'm guessing you don't want to, like, do you want to go somewhere with the scare acting? You want to then go to, like, horror movies or something? You want to get in, like, horror movies? Run around?
For me, my major is still, like, up in the air. I know I love acting, though.
You're going to school right now?
Yeah.
So what are you trying to major in right now?
Business. I mean, it's my backup
business
degree. Okay, but, like,
It's just a bleeding thing. Like, business. It's just kind of like, yeah. I don't know. Screw it. Go acting major. Become an actor. Go work in them horror movies. It almost looks like you're thinking about it, though. You're like, almost like...
Well, no, because I initially went in as a musical theater major, but once I hit my senior year of high school, because I did musical theater all my years of high school, and, you know, all of us have a little bit of nerdiness, but I can't wake up...
You say nerdiness?
Nerdiness, yeah.
Clearly.
I can't wake up and be at fucking rehearsal at 7 in the goddamn morning with a bunch of sopranos, so very high-pitched girly vocalists singing Hamilton in my ear, going, Hope, why do you look so sad? Aren't you ready for rehearsals? Do you want to practice lines? On top of, like, did you see that one play that, like, played in, like, 1976?
Yo, I think you'd make a great voice actor.
Really?
I could totally hear you, like, voicing characters in, like, an awesome, like, you know, like, cartoon show. I don't know why. That's probably the blunt talking
right there.
Clown
talk.
But
clown talk?
Yeah. You got a clown. Let me hear it.
I don't. What do I say?
When you were doing your thing last night at the scare trails.
What were my lines?
They give you guys lines?
I wouldn't
lines?
Go too much farther.
I wouldn't go too much farther if I were you.
It sounds almost kind of like Harley Quinn.
Yeah, exactly. Cause
like the cartoon Harley
it's
Quinn.
It's not very good, but...
It's not bad, though. Better than what I could do. I'd be like, don't go down the trails!
See, mine I just... So originally I was supposed to be... Like, when we say it's ratchet, it's ratchet.
It's ratchet.
They put me as, like, a fast-moving zombie. And then they said they need more chainsaw actors. And I was like, dude, I'd love to be a chainsaw actor. So now I'm, like, a backup chainsaw actor as well. We arrived, like, 30 minutes late last night, so I was walking to find my section, and it was kind of funny me walking through, because, like, I literally walked through the actual trails, and, like, I'd catch people on their phone, they'd be like, oh, sorry, and I'm like, I don't care. And then, like, I'd accidentally scare some of the scare actors just walking around the corner.
And, like, oh, because they thought people, like, were, like, coming to check on them and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. And then,
oh, the manager.
Yeah, and then one section, the 80s icon, like, section, they were, like, some people didn't show up. So, like, yeah, we need you over here. Just please be here. So I was like, okay. And then I went to go to the bathroom and say hi to Hope. And they're like, we need you desperately over here. So I was like, okay. So yeah. The whole time, like, I was, like, speaking in this, like zombie deathcore. Like, I just used deathcore vocals.
Give us a taste.
So my favorite thing to do with... One of the scares that I did, I was like, "Don't forget to do your taxes."
Time to do your taxes.
Yeah,
that really
is great.
That's that's what you went to scare people with.
Oh, I did it once.
You just time to do your taxes. That guy was probably like, what?"
But that the funny thing was, I had to switch roles because Hope just gave me her like carny jacket, and I took off like my helmet because my whole setup was like.
Weren't you like that on PUBG? I think I saw a picture. You're like almost look like you came straight out of PUBG.
Yeah, that hat. I just took it off, took the hat off, threw on the coat for the whole carny section, and my whole thing. Like I think you saw in the picture. Like I didn't.
Yeah,
have eyes.
Yeah.
So what I'd do is, as soon as I came into our section, I'd smack a tree. I'd be like, "Have you seen my eyes? One goes here, the other goes here."
So you're like an almost comedy-like scary guy.
Yeah, but I was like,
that's pretty lit though. Those stand out.
Funny.
Yeah. Those stand out. Yeah. Like those are like what's lit because they're like what, and they're like, no, and you're like, oh, darn it.
Yeah, and then I distract them while there's like people waiting to jump scare them. So they focus on me, and the next thing you know, like some clown with an eye comes out, like boo.
Exactly. You're getting them a chuckle right before someone terrifies them.
Yeah.
It's a sweet and spicy kind of thing, you know?
It was the first time ever in
first
our relationship.
First they're sour, then they're sweet.
Exactly. It was the first time ever in our relationship that she didn't yell at me for doing my English accent, so. Mm-hmm.
Why? You try to do it often?
Yes. Yeah. At least when we were watching, what was that show's name?
The Boys. Have you watched The Boys?
Oh, bro, The Boys is fucking lit.
It is.
Oh, it's such a good show.
Because she has a friend named Becca, so every time she said Becca, I'd be like, Becca!
But he's not even English. He's Australian. Are you talking about freaking, oh, what's his
Butch
name? Butch. Yeah, he's Australian, bro.
Oh. No, what the
fuck? Dude, why do you think he says cunt so much?
I thought that was an English thing.
I mean, they do say it there, too, a lot. But, like, the Australians. Like, when I was deployed in Australia, bro, that was, like, and it had different meaning. It's, like, their N-word, bro.
Yeah.
Because it's like, because they'll be like, "Oi, you're a good cunt." Yeah. And that's like a good thing. You're like, "I'll bet." And then they're like, "Oi, cunt." And you're like, "Oh, snap." That's like using the hard R or the A, you know?
Exactly.
It's like, that's the best way to put it, you know?
Yeah.
It's their N-word. Yeah.
Exactly. When it came to The Boys, so I watched season one a long time ago, and then I started getting caught up again.
Like, have you fully caught up? You watched it all?
Both of us are.
I bet.
So I got to the last episode, didn't watch it, and then I was like, "Hope, you should watch this," and then that became our show. So back to back, I just watched it all again. It's that good of a show. Like,
yo,
just
so
watch
good.
It all
it's
again.
So, it's so, like, off the wall.
Yeah.
Off the wall and so gory and just, like, I mean, that show pushes limits.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty clever, yeah.
Dude, when the guy climbs into the dick.
Yeah, that was pretty nasty.
Hey, if you haven't watched The Boys, I mean, that might be like it's not even really a spoiler,
this
but you'll be like,
appetizer.
What is that? Oh, you'll know when you see it.
Yeah, he was like, "You're not gonna like the next scene." I'm like, "Why not?" And then, like, after the scene, I was like,
yeah, you don't know how to feel, really.
Yeah,
that show makes you feel a lot of emotions.
Oh, yeah. So the last episode of season 3 was just so much. Spoiler.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was so much all at once. Black Noir was my favorite character. I love that guy.
Really? I mean, I thought it was cool seeing, like, the flashback. Dude, it was sick when they did the... What was it? Like, did they went into, like, almost, like... Like, the flashbacks when Black New York was talking. Was it, like, an anime?
Yeah,
I remember it being, like, a cartoon.
Yeah, it was, like, a cartoon. Like, the cartoon characters he sees.
Yeah, in his head and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like a flashback, and it was like him talking, but it was his cartoon self.
Yeah.
That, I was like, or something. Yeah, that show is so gnarly.
Yeah, that
show is... Like, I couldn't imagine watching that show while you just tripping or some shit.
Did you read the comics?
They came out with comics, huh?
The comics, I think the comics were there first, but...
So The Boys was a comic book before the show?
Yeah,
wasn't it an Amazon original, though, show? It's an Amazon Prime show.
Well, yeah, but they, like, took the rights to it and then released it on Amazon Prime, I'm pretty sure. Kind of like how, like, so, like, the whole Wednesday... The whole Wednesday was, like, a Netflix original, but obviously, like, the Addams Family was around a lot longer than Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
First. Let's find out. Before it became a critically acclaimed superhero television series, from The Boys was a comic book series. Yeah. Written by Garth Ennis and co-created, designed, and illustrated by Derek Robertson.
Yeah.
Son Robertson. Wow, it's Robertson. I don't know why I said that so weird.
But yeah, I started reading the comics. Like, Huey in the comics is, like, Scottish. Like from Scotland.
Yeah.
Like, it's very different. Very different, but it's, like, still some of the same.
I'm guessing it's, like, a graphic novel. Like, they don't skimp out on the blood and stuff.
They don't. Or they don't skip out on anything.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I remember like, walking around in, what are those bookstores called? Barnes & Noble. And I'd always walk around, like, as a kid, like, whenever my mom was in there, she'd, like, pick up books and stuff. I'd always go to the graphic novel sections, and they always had, like, these, like, Wolverine, like, comics, and they'd be so graphic. It'd be, like, him ripping people, like, in half, and as a kid, I'd be flipping through, like, oh, that's gnarly.
Even, like, shows like The Walking Dead, they can't show half what they show in the comic. Like, in the comics...
I've only ever watched, like, 2 seasons of that show.
Oh, it's so good. But, like, in the TV show, like, the prison scene where everybody, like... Like the
spoiler, you haven't watched it, but by this time, guys, it's been out for so long. I don't care. So continue.
Yeah. If you haven't watched up to the prison scene in The Walking Dead,
yet, isn't that like it's literally like the end of season one or like in season two?
It's either two.
I got past that one.
Oh no, two.
Isn't that where he's like Carl?
Yeah.
Carl.
Yeah. So
what'd you do, Carl?
Exactly.
What'd you do, Carl?
At the end of that one, the prison scene. Like, you know how Lori died in childbirth in the show?
Yes.
So in the comics, Lori had a child. She was perfectly fine with a child. She died because while the governor overtook the prison, one of the governor's workers, like sniper shot, got a collateral with Lori holding her baby. Like the bullet went through her and the baby. There's a one big like
that was in the comic.
Yeah.
That's
whole comic panel. Whole comic
page. She got sniped?
Yeah.
Bro, that's so crazy that you said the baby and she was holding it because literally on the last episode, Thomas, we talked about like Nazis executing people. And because I watched this documentary and that's what they said. They would save ammunition. They would make the mothers hold the babies to their heart and then they would shoot through the baby. So it would go through the baby and the mom.
Shot through the heart and baby and you're too.
That is... Wow. That's like the worst time to put that song in, but damn. Was that kind of funny, though? I guess you gotta learn how to laugh through the dark times, right?
Of course. That's how you get through them.
No, dude. I mean, it's super evil, but yeah. I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy human beings were just doing that to each other, man.
You know, you were in the Marine Corps. You know how it is laughing through hard times.
And they desensitize you, bro. The amount of jokes we tell, and you just get desensitized. But, like, it's realizing, like, I mean, that is evil, and that was dark, and I mean, humanity should learn from their mistakes. And hopefully, I mean, it's sad because that stuff's still happening in the world. All around the world, that stuff's still going down. But I don't know, man. You really said shot through the heart.
And your baby. And the baby, don't
worry. Oh, that's so terrible, man. That's so terrible.
Oops.
Dude, but think about it. Look at the comedians these days, man. Look at the stuff they are joking about. Comedy, like, there's so much dark comedy, bro.
I feel like dark comedy is, like, slowly coming to an end, though, because the world's just getting to be, like, snowflakey.
I don't know, dude. I feel like there are a lot of comedians that are still, like, you know, in the fight. Like,
they're
fighting to not let it die.
There is. Just
the world. Like, I mean, like, look at Joe Rogan. Look at, Shane Gillis. And look at, like, who's it? Like Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura and who's that guy? Is Ari Shaffir? Like they're very like they all say some very off color terrible jokes. Like dude, that one Shane Gillis dude, he loves making jokes like about Down syndrome guys. Like he has a Down syndrome like cousin or something, so he's like he understands like struggles of like Down syndrome, but he like twists it and make jokes out of it. It's so funny. Yeah. Like he's so funny with it, but it's like you shouldn't be laughing at that really. Like in all honesty, he's kind of like but dude, it's so funny.
See, it's just the world like it used to be like oh, you like dark comedy? Not my thing. That's cool. Now it's like, oh, you like these people? You're a horrible person. It's like, bro.
Yeah.
Cancel culture.
Cancel culture is nuts. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I don't know how you can just cancel people. Everyone's just living their life. And you can't hold people. I just realized, like, Mike, the camera's so slanted. I'm going to, like...
Get a little wonky with it.
A little wonky with it. Probably because it slid up, Slid up a little.
Ooh. German engineering.
Maybe people like want a close up of that shirt, you know? My shirt. See that drip, guys? You see it?
God damn.
See that drip? What does it say? It says, take me away from it all. It's a snail floating away.
Snail. I have a snail. That. His name is Gary. Yeah.
A snail floating away. Take me away from it all.
No, he's a real snail.
Yeah, it's a real snail, just a balloon. It kind of reminds me of Up.
That's so basic.
So I have, while I was on RBE, while the rest of my company was in Bridgeport.
Screw Bridgeport, bro.
I was talking to one of my boys that's in my room, and there's a snail on the wall. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to put this in my bathroom and see how long it lives. For 2 weeks, it disappeared. And then randomly, it just showed up again in the exact spot that I put it.
Maybe that was the snail that was going to kill you.
Bruh.
It was trying to kill you, and that's why it would disappear, bro, because you'd go into your room or leave, and it'd eventually follow you, and then it'd see you walk back.
Yeah.
And you'd go in the bathroom, and it'd follow you back, and you just kept missing it, and eventually it'd get to the bathroom and be like, ha! Ah, I waited for you! And then you'd be like, aw, cute little snail, and walk away, and be like, motherfucker!
Mm-hmm. Now I have, two lizards, so I just put it in, because it's good for the ecosystem, because the snail will eat the lizard's shit.
Oh, yeah, so lizards don't eat snails, huh?
Yeah, they don't.
Damn, you captured the snail that was going to kill you, man.
Yeah, it's now in the box with the lizards. I got a little terrarium for them all.
It's forever just sitting in that glass box, just like, I will get you.
Lizard's vibing, though. Well, the lizards and the gecko.
At least he has some friends while he waits.
Exactly. Yeah. He has unlimited food, you know?
Yeah, it's so gross. Living. It's so gross if you think about it. An animal snail. Just living off of another animal's shit.
We got them dung beetles.
Maybe it's
you know?
Like a tasty snack for him, you know?
Well, it's an insect.
One man's shit is another snail's chocolate.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I mean, maybe taste. You don't know, but like, it's still, it's kind of like, it's an interesting thing that like.
I mean, like, who's gonna eat the shit?
I mean, I don't think anyone should.
I don't want to eat the shit. Well, maybe the snail.
Put your hand down.
I was kidding. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke.
It's a joke. It just joke. No. You're kissing that mouth.
He might not be. Anymore.
She said not anymore.
I'm kidding, Snoopy.
Yeah, one day she's gonna walk in. And she's gonna be just doo doo in hand.
When people tell me to eat shit and die, the first part gets me excited.
That was pretty dark.
Boy, what that was pretty great. Boy, what the hell? Boy.
I said the first part. You know, the eating shit part.
Dang, bro.
Didn't say the die part. That's
not confirmed. Nah, dude. Never go down that way, man. We, like, there's so much more to life, man. So always something to live for.
We decided to eat shit.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
I'm kidding.
I got you, bro. Moving on from that topic.
Please, God.
Moving on, because there's more to life. There's always something to be excited for. There's always something to look forward to. Life's just it's like a book, man. It's straight up a book. There are multiple different chapters. Jesus. Some chapters are super dark. Some chapters are super cool. Some chapters are awesome. Some chapters are just downright shitty. But at the end of the day, you're just in this one big old book. Eventually, and like, hey, you just got to know when you're in that shitty chapter, just know it's going to end. And a new chapter will start. And that new chapter might be amazing. Or it might be another shitty chapter. And you might have to get through two. But you just keep on pushing to that next chapter.
What would your book's name be called?
Floating Island Book.
Hey,
you going to Caleb's game? I was just a homie wondering if he wants to carpool with me. Yeah, bro, I would be down to save some environment because we'd be carpooling. It's good for the environment, you know?
HOV lane.
Yeah, bro, I would be down. You can come here at 6:15, 6:30.
You still when have freaking
wrapping up. What? Yeah, you guys think you would, if you were back in time to the dinosaurs, you think you're surviving?
Yeah. It's 50-50.
Really? You guys, you think you have 50-50 in that time?
It depends on my mood, you know? Because sometimes I'm, like, in the mood to be like, no, Mr. Dinosaur, you're going to be my pet. And then other moods, I'm like, nah, you can eat me. Like, I don't know. That's just a lot of work, you know, train a dinosaur.
Imagine if you were doing shrooms around dinosaurs. I'd die so fast because I'd be like... Look at his tiny arms. And then I'd be eaten.
I try to give him a hug. I like lizards, let alone big lizards.
Yeah, you saying that when your T-Rex is standing across the field looking at you? With his little arms?
He doesn't look like that. He's trying to riz you up. This is where his eyes are.
He's trying to riz you up.
Like anatomy.
Imagine like...
Where the antlers come into play.
Imagine, I was like, trying to be... those are my eyes. So he'd be like...
Oh, obviously.
So, okay, he all posted like... Staring at you like, meal. Yum, yum. I mean, I'm telling you, I would be dead in like a week. Something eating me.
So how long are you growing your hair out?
That's a great question, man. I don't know. I haven't touched it for like over a year now.
I was at the start. Zach's growing his hair out.
Yep. Don't it's worry, been a jersey. A jersey.
Don't worry, this is the
start been a journey, bruh.
This is the start of mine.
Yeah, dude. Just let it go, man. Weeks. I don't know, man. I might get it trimmed here in a little bit just to get, like, flow better because it's always in my freaking face, bro. Yeah. Just always in my face.
I used to have long hair. I know how it is.
Like, if I got in a fight right now, dude, I'd be at a severe disadvantage.
I'd be like, I can't see him.
Yeah. Well, I gotta put it
see,
up.
See, like, you move now, like, I can, I, like, all my vision blocked now, basically.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's in my face.
I feel like I couldn't put down the roof of on my car because I got, like, a convertible. Would be able to convertible it.
Yeah, just
convertible. Convertize it.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to just wear a hat, bro. You'd have to wear a hat or put it, like, man bun it. But I'll never man bun my hair. Yeah. I'm just not. It's just not my personality. I don't think. Not for me. Maybe if I was, like, you know, dressing up for, like, a samurai costume, sure.
Valid.
Or, like, Viking, something like that. They would wear buns.
What are you going to be for Halloween, Zach?
I don't know. I don't really dress up like that for Halloween. I don't know. I might head to Mexico for a Halloween party with my homie Joan.
Do you have a passport?
Yeah. You don't have a passport? You have a passport.
Nuh-uh.
Isn't the Marine Corps like you were required to like get one? Or did you never deploy over? Never went anywhere like overseas wise?
We were supposed to go on the 15th. And if that was still the case, like I would have been gone by now. And then
yeah, you would have had to get a passport because when you fly, or they have to find a way, but I'm pretty sure, or you just have to get one. Yeah. It's actually a lot easier when you're in to get a passport.
Mm-hmm. And we were
I don't know why I was about to just pull out my passport and go, look, see, this is mine.
Yeah, just show it to the camera. All of my information.
Here's all my information.
My social security card is.
Yeah, but, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
What if there's a dude with that actually having, like, his social security?
Oh, that would suck.
I don't know. Well, that guy probably has already had his identity stolen multiple times.
That would be terrible.
Because some idiot was probably like, I bet if I put in this as my social security, no one would guess it and has done it multiple times. It'd probably be so dumb. The guy probably gets calls every week. Sir, someone is trying to steal your identity again. What the fuck?
You want
to
hear a really, like, messed up, like... dark secret of my past that you just brought up thinking about that.
Core. I mean, dude, I'm here. Go ahead. Story time, bro.
So as like a 14-year-old, when you're first starting your porn journey, you know, like...
Well, that's what you called it? Your porn journey? And you found it at 14, dude? I definitely found porn when I was like in 5th grade.
I don't remember how old I was.
Weird
I'm
flex,
just guessing.
But okay.
I would... I guess
not really a flex or anything. It was just more of like, the internet. It wasn't hard. Like, eventually I was like, yo, the first thing, Hey, don't. I feel like this would be. It was a celebrity girl, right? So I definitely was just like Miley Cyrus naked. That was like my first. That was definitely my first search, and the second one was Selena Gomez.
I have a pin.
That was like that was my first search, and they and like there was some deep fake stuff. So like you saw some stuff. I'm like, whoa, there's naked like girls on internet and stuff, and eventually you just start going down the rabbit hole, and at that time, you know, your body, you know, it gets excited over that stuff. Nuh-uh. And you learn new exciting things about yourself.
One of my boys back at Pennsylvania, when he first found out about boobs, he got so excited that he put his iPad home screen as boobs. And one time his mom saw it and she was like, what the hell?
It was just like, you know, like Playboy boobs.
Just regular, like a picture of boobs off of Google.
Nice.
But, so back to what I was saying.
Yes, continue. You're on your journey to porn.
So I thought you had to sign up for each website. So I would sign up for like a website, but I'd literally use a random person's name as an email.
Oh, yeah, I'd done that when I was a kid, bro, because it'd be like, you want to enter this website, you have to enter information. I didn't have a Gmail or anything, so I'd be like, boob24@gmail.com.
So, no, I use regular password. People's names. I'd use like Charles Griffin or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Oh, my names were always dumb because they were never names. It'd be like first name, I'd be like fuck. Last name, it. Those were like my Jesus. Names. I never used a real name. It'd be like front, back. It's like first and last name.
Listen, if there's anybody out there who got random like emails signing up for porn websites a long time
that
ago.
That was probably, yes.
You could ruin marriages, too.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. Probably. Oh,
God. Ooh. There we go.
How's your music career going along?
My music career? I wouldn't even call it a music career, dude. It's just fun. Yeah, if no one knew on the side, I am working on an album. And I won't share any other detail about that on air. We can always talk about it off. This is like my secret little happy project. Because no one needs to know about it. I'm literally doing it just out of pure fun and love.
I'm going to spoil it. It contains music.
Yes. No, like, I had that Get There song came out, bro. I listened back, and it was such a high, just kind of almost like Mac Miller vibe. Which is lit. I listen back. It's not the greatest produced thing ever. Definitely not. It's definitely cringy a little bit. But it was. Man. But like, I remember my heart, dude. I like just came out of a really rough patch. I was just done. I talked to my friend's dad who has the studio that I go in. It's just built into his house. And I was just like, dude, let's make a song. I was like, and he was like, you want to make a song? I was like, yeah, screw it, man. I wrote this song when I was smoking in my patio. And we just made this song. It was just like fun. And that led. I was like, you know what, dude? Let's make an album. He's like, you want to make an album? I was like, yeah, it's like a 7-song album. Screw it. Let's just make like just random stuff. So I've just written and kind of made some stuff. And who knows, man? It's just fun.
It's bad. You know, if you ever need someone with guitar riffs for one of your songs. If you ever need a guitar riff.
You hit a guitar solo, bro?
Hell yeah.
You know what? I actually don't think it's even the stand. I think it's this. I think it's the actual.
Imposter. It's being sus.
Oh, yeah. Look at this angle I'm taking. Welcome to the casting couch.
Oh, wait, what?
I mean, since we're talking about Cole's journey to porn, now you're here, dude.
Wait,
now you're here. You're gonna make your first video.
No.
Actually, he's my beard. Sorry.
I didn't
have
a dude for that.
He's your beard. What?
My beard.
What's your beard?
A beard is like. For example, if I was actually a lesbian, he would be like just covering for me, so everyone thinks I'm straight.
Oh, he'd be your
my
cover.
Beard, yeah.
Yeah, she's my.
I've never heard
beard.
That say that before.
Yeah, he's so fruity. Like he will just talk about slurping and derping dudes. All
I love
day.
Penis.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, you know, he's really passionate
this is a
about
joke.
It. I just think it's really beautiful
this is a
the
joke.
Way he just sees. You
well,
know?
I mean, yeah, I mean, if anyone's ever like if. Other Marines, like, listen to this. Or anyone, like, that just, like, locker room humor stuff, they get it. It's like guys are, like, the straight dudes are, like, some of the gayest dudes ever.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Like, in a way, but they're, like, not gay. But, like, the gayest dude, there's, like, certain guys that are just, like, I've known plenty of of guys that just make these jokes, and it's great. It's funny, bro. It'll catch you off guard, man. It'll catch you off guard. I'll say stuff, too. Like, I mean, at least we got our boot bands on, like, yeah, back yeah, in that. Yeah, or, like, yeah, hey, yeah. I keep my socks on. You make those little comments that are funny.
She just learned what a boot band was the other day because I, like, you know how, like, sometimes, like, you'll take your fucking camis off and, like, your boot band will stay on your leg by accident?
Yeah.
So I that happened. I didn't realize that it was on my leg. And so Hope's just like, what is that, like an ankle bracelet?
And then I was just sucking
some
dick, and then I was like, oh, thank God I still had my boot band on.
Jesus. No, it's the ones that are very uncomfortable by the gay jokes that are closeted. like, not necessarily
uncomfortable. Wait, what?
Like, it's the ones that are like you'll make a gay joke, like, yeah, you're gay or something, and they're like, no, dude, I'm not gay, what?
Oh,
no.
You're talking about the guys that get, like, super defensive.
Yeah, super defensive, those are the ones that are usually, like, very closeted.
Or they're just, like, kind of, like, almost homophobic.
Yeah.
There are a lot of that in the military, dude. There's a lot of guys that are just, very, like, homophobic people.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, this day and age, bro, there's so much. Why, like, be all, just be like, yo, you do you, I'm gonna do me. You can do whatever you want with whoever you want, but just, hey, I'll be over in my own world, kind of chilling. I'm on my own floating island, bro.
That's valid. We had,
I'm just, like, sprawled out over here. I'm just in this chair, just lounged, bro. I'm just lounging right now.
In a different platoon. I went to infantry training with both of these guys, though. There's two Stuarts in the same platoon, and one of them was very gay. Like, very outwardly gay.
Hey, man, don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. But for the two Stuarts, one was very openly gay, and the other one was, like, he was, like, silent type. Like, he rarely ever talked, never partied, did any of that stuff. He's very silent.
Yeah.
So we'd call him, mainly there with him, but then everybody else started calling him Gay Stuart and Questionable Stuart. I loved Questionable Stuart. He was such an interesting character.
Yeah. Some of them are, like, the most nicest people you'll meet, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get why people are so judgmental on other people. Just let them do their own things. Mm-hmm. Like, let everyone just do their own things. The only thing I think, just leave kids out of it.
Yeah.
Let a kid grow up and then let them make the decision when they're, like, actually, like, at a developed stage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did one second a kid want to be a fireman, and the next you're telling him he wants to go to Mars because he's, like, I'm going to be an astronaut. She wants the vape, bro. She wants the nicotine. Something I regret starting. I don't regret nothing. But, yeah, I was actually, hey, everything is just a lesson to be learned, man. Don't regret anything, just learn from it.
Yeah.
But nicotine, cool. dude. That's a, nicotine's a rough one, man. I'd be thinking about, like, I gotta start slowing down, but it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Yeah, I need that nick. Excuse me, man. I was just burping a little bit.
No,
these carbonated waters, man. These True Norths, they're pretty good, man. It's like a pure energy seltzer. It's like plant based. They're pretty good. But dang, dude, you get me to burp a lot.
That's what beer tastes to me. Beer's pretty good. It's plant based hops. You know,
you gotta have the hops, bro.
Yeah, drink beer for the environment.
Rolling Rocks, I feel like, isn't that from an East Coast? Like, isn't that an East Coast beer or something like that? Where's that from? Rolling Rocks. Where did that, like, originate?
Where does
it say on the back? Like, doesn't it want to say where it, like, came from?
Old Latrobe
Brewing Company, wherever that's from. We had this at a show one time. Because we had it a show because it was, like, cheap beer. And we're like, okay, this is doable cheap beer. So, like, it tastes pretty good. So
yeah, I mean, it gets you drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't say that's the only goal of drinking. But, I mean, once people are, like, drinking, like, and they're buying cheap, it's just like, hey, I'm just buying it. So it does the same effect as a, like, what is it saying? Like, a $10 bottle does the same as a $200 bottle.
But freaking,
It's just like taste and stuff like that. Yeah, I won't lie. Yeah, $200 bottle is probably going to hit a lot smoother, nicer, and shit like that. So, yeah, you're paying for, like, a much better taste and a much better experience.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just looking to, like, drink and get the effects, then a $10 is going to do just as much.
Yeah, I feel like some are easier than the others. Like Twisted Tea in reference to, like, beer.
Are you trying to fight?
What?
I said, what, you trying to fight? Oh, drink Twisted Teas, man? Yeah. No, well, I mean, the Twisted... most dangerous weapon known to man. Oh, yeah,
I remember that. Twisted Tea is just, like, the easiest to drink, in my opinion. Did you ever try the Twisted Tea whiskey?
Yeah, no, I'm not a big whiskey guy.
It does not.
I did have this weird drink. I'm not even going to try to say it. It was, like, Y-U-Z-U. At this place, it's called, like, Realm 52. It's, like, one of those pop-up speakeasies. And it was, like, a corn whiskey and something, ginger. It was actually really good. It was, like, one of the only whiskey drinks I've had recently where I'm, like, this actually tastes fire. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a whiskey guy. Like, my, like, older brother, we used to always drink, like, Jack and Cokes.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, overdid that, dude. Anytime I smell Jack and I want to gag.
Well, here's the thing, right? The Twisted Tea whiskey doesn't taste like whiskey. It just tastes like harder Twisted Tea.
Yeah, Twisted Tea ain't bad. I almost tastes like a brisk to me.
Yeah.
I'm not a big brisk guy.
Then you might like the whiskey version of it.
Like, I like it. For whatever reason, I really liked the freaking Bud Light teas for a little while.
Valid.
You ever had those? I liked those and the Bud Light sodas, man. I was so addicted to those things because they were, like, cheap and, like, they just tasted like soda and teas.
Are you a big Monster fan?
I'm not really a big energy drink guy.
Yeah, they have, like, these, like, Unleash the Beast Monster.
I've seen those. I haven't had them. I know they, like, also did, like, a Mountain Dew one. Yeah. I haven't had one of those in, like, ages, bro.
The Monster one is dangerous because it tastes like regular Monster. Yeah. But there's no caffeine in it. It's just alcohol. But it still tastes like Monster.
Well, yeah, they can't do caffeine. Since, like, that Four Loko shit. Remember, it was, like, a kid died after, like, drinking, like, it was, like, four Lokos when they had caffeine in them. They immediately then took it out. No, like, but what were they thinking? Who thought that was a good idea? Yo, let's inject an insane amount of caffeine in a very alcoholic drink. Four Locos are so dangerous. I've never had a worse hangover than when I've been Four Loco drunk.
Oh, yeah. Four Locos are fucking...
They're straight up just an alcoholic drink from hell, bro.
Yeah, like, they're in a big can, so, like, okay, it's like a beer. It's not like a beer. It's much stronger than a beer.
Look at that. What are you whispering about? What the heck did you just do? Did you just, like, in his ear?
Yeah.
Some couple shit. That's some couple shit right there.
I actually hate her. It was a joke. If I had to say it's a joke or else she's going to murder me. With her Hello Kitty knife.
You got a Hello Kitty knife on you right now?
Not well. No.
No.
You're safe for now.
There's plenty of weapons around the room. Don't worry. Yeah, if a zombie apocalypse happened, we'd be okay, like, for a little bit.
I'm convinced that you can make anything a weapon if you try.
Yeah, some, like, John Wick stuff.
Yeah. Although, she's, like, you know, like, the stereotypical, like, Hello Kitty girl?
How are you killing someone with a Baby Yoda plushie?
Shove it down their
throat. It's hard on the bottom, right?
Yeah. No, not really. It's a magnet. So, like, it's cool because then you put this like this.
And he'll sit.
Yeah, the magnet through, so you're just chilling.
That's kind of sick.
Yeah, me and my little baby Yoda now, we just kicking so it, bro. Cute. We just kicking it.
You want to hear something crazy? Yeah. Our anniversary is on May 4th.
Hey, man. May 4th be with you.
Exactly. We're going to have lightsaber battles every year.
Only once a year,
well,
though.
I figure you're already smacking over with your lightsaber enough.
What? Yeah, my lightsaber is actually smacking his. Trans rights.
Wait, what are we talking about?
How our dicks, you know, slap against each other. That's called a sword battle. I like to call them lightsaber battles. Because, we, you know, we like to put on the glowy condoms, you know. I choose the blue ones. I let him have the red, and then we just smack our dick.
And thank you for listening to the Floating Island Podcast. On that note... Wow. So hers is bigger than yours?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes. I don't know.
Here, you distract Zach while I text Brock the pizza order. We're telling them to bring us pizza.
You guys gonna get a pizza here?
Yeah. I really want the. What's your favorite pizza, Zach?
Favorite pizza?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's really all depending on what mood I'm in.
So you like?
I always like. I mean, ones. I like a good like buffalo chicken pizza. Like a good buffalo chicken ranch pizza is pretty fire.
Those are really good.
I like an Italian kind of like some like salami and. Bacon and meat bacon. And bacon.
What do they call like meat lovers pizza? I always get meat lovers is the good.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
It's alright, you know.
Yeah, hey, exactly. It's
what,
like
with the fucking what's it called ham? It's alright. Yeah.
Yeah, like every once in a while, it's not bad. Yeah. Like I don't think I've ever ordered a Hawaiian pizza. It's only ever been like if a Hawaiian pizza is like there.
Yeah.
Like, you know when like a friend buys it and like you have other pizza and he's like you want a slice and you're like
yeah
sure and like sometimes you eat and you're like oh it's not bad.
Yeah, my dad's kind of a slut for Hawaiian pizza every once in a while though, so it's kind of like yeah okay.
You know what?
Get moist for that pineapple.
I have a question.
Did you ask for mushrooms on the pizza?
Oh yeah, I texted and I was like blah 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 blah, but yeah I said everything. Anyways,
okay, that's debatable. Now I'm checking the group chat.
Anyways,
make sure you alliterated yourself correctly.
So you were born, raised in California, right?
No, I was born in Virginia.
Okay.
I would say raised in Cali.
Okay, that makes it better. Babe, have you ever had tomato pizza?
Tomato pizza? I don't like it that much.
Tomato pizza?
Like the tomato pie, you know what I'm saying?
No, explain it. Maybe I have, but like I don't think maybe I know it from a different name, but...
It's like crust and then like... Like, I gotta show you a picture. That's like the best way I can describe it.
Oh, here, I'll just pull up a picture right here. So, what is it called? It's called...
Like, tomato pizza.
Okay. Tomato pizza.
Let me look this up to make sure.
All right. Oh, it's like the sun-dried tomatoes and stuff.
Hold on. Let me...
Images. Or is it like this? Here, walk over here real quick. I actually don't.
I'm going to show you. It's like this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're looking at the same picture. Oh.
It's empty. It's okay.
That's good. Like so it's just like pizza sauce. It's just crust and pizza sauce, basically.
Essentially, yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had this pizza?
That's basically just pizza without cheese.
I have never a baking steel.
This.
Ew. What the hell is
it's
that?
It's so good.
Okay. It probably, yeah, actually, would be pretty fire.
In like the Philly area, probably.
After you smoke, everything's fire, though. So.
No, it's so fire. It's so good.
For me, what's so odd is,
I
like
pizza sauce.
For me, what's so odd is, like, after I'm, like, buzzed, I feel like I act like how I would ideally on weed. Like, I'm just very calm. I'll just stare at walls, fucking.
Yeah, well, like, you said that, like, in, like, a romantic way.
I don't
stare
know.
Stare at walls.
Well, because I've never had... Well,
like,
I've
down
had,
those walls.
Well, no. I've never had, like, a normal weed experience. Well, I guess I have. Like, you know, this is so great, funny, haha, yeah.
I wouldn't say that's
oh, shit,
a normal weed
ending.
Experience, bro. It's because, like, it's, like, different all the time. It's just the high, because you can get higher, you can get really high. Sometimes you're just, like, vibing.
It's always...
Sometimes you just get hungry. Sometimes you're just watching a movie. Like,
sometimes you throw
it's just whatever the vibes are around. Much. It's whatever the vibes are when you smoke, that's what your high is going to be, bro.
Last night, the vibes were throwing up in the parking lot of Jack in the
Box.
Yeah,
that was real.
Well, yeah, dude, that was, like, your first time in a while, bro. You just got out of the Marine Corps, man. Mm-hmm. You're chilling.
See, I felt so bad I couldn't meet you yesterday either.
Oh,
like,
yeah, because
Zach
I
must be nice. Yeah. Well, I'll say hi tomorrow.
Exactly. You're going to see me now. Appreciate you're already thinking I was nice. Hopefully, I lived up to that.
Yeah, fucking. I talked good about you. I was like, you're going to love Zach. He's
glad.
A regular, awesome guy.
He's a regular.
Okay.
What a regular Joe that good old Zach is.
Okay, listen.
Well,
so,
I think when you combine regular and awesome, it makes like a new combination.
Okay. It makes, cossum.
Let me explain
it's
this real
a
quick.
Slur.
Wait, did you say random and awesome or regular and awesome?
That's what you said.
It'd be rogasum.
That sounds like a slur still.
Let me switch.
You rogasum.
A lot of our friends are like batshit insane.
Yeah.
So
really bad.
We all got them friends.
Yeah. But that's like all of our friends.
I love you, Jared. Not if the other Jared. I got two main Jareds in my life, right? My two main Jared homies.
How many Jareds do we have?
So I'm talking about Twitch, my boy Twitch. I love him to death. But he's a lot better now. But back in the day, bro, him and his like Jameson bottles. Everyone know Jared. He was on a podcast episode a couple times. Yeah, we talked about I saw that man fucking throw an ottoman. Like I'm talking, you know that ottoman in the living room is that big old brown one.
Yeah,
bro, I saw that man with rip his shirt off like Hulk Hogan. Jesus. And then take that ottoman with one arm and throw it across the room. Like, he went Hulk, bro. And it was amazing to watch. And then I was just like, oh, wait, I am having to deal with this. I'm like, hey, buddy, calm down. It's okay. And he's like, he was like, oh, dude, it was awesome. But, like, at the same time, yeah, dude, he went crazy, bro. It was great, bro. I love him to death. Like, I mean, those are my boys, but we all got them crazy boys. Oh, yeah. We get those guys that go gnarly. It's awesome. We love them. Yeah. So continue. I'm sorry. I was so dumb.
You're not, like, normal, as in, like, you're not, like, a normal, everyday, average Joe, but you're not batshit insane.
I don't know. I could be, bro.
True.
I could just be putting on an act right now.
True.
I could just be, yeah. I just might be really, 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 really fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm kidding. I would say I am, like, I'm weird. I'd say I'm weird. But, yeah, like, just like I was talking about this, I mean, yeah, think about it. Every day we're learning something new. So every day we're changing.
Yeah.
We're always constantly changing. You're never going to be the same person. So today, you're not going to be this person a year from now. Mm-hmm. A year from now, you're going to probably be a more well-rounded person.
Yeah.
Probably learned a lot. Went through a couple more life experiences. Some highs, some lows. So you're now more wise. Like, you're never going to be the same person. So, like, aren't we all kind of crazy? Because we all go through those crazy moments. Mm-hmm. We all go through those things. Do you ever sit around and just be like, you know what? I could totally pull off a mass murder.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have dark thoughts. We have, like you think, and some people are like, you know, I could be Dexter.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I could totally pull away. No one would figure out. If I was a serial killer, they'd never catch me.
For legal purposes, now! I have no idea what you're talking about. It's saying that
everyone's had that thought. So, like, come on. Like, we're all kind of a little bit crazy. But we're all changing. We're all trying to figure out this life. And we're all just, you know, I don't know, vibing.
Mm-hmm. It is weird because I was talking to Hope the other day. Because I was thinking about working at the old ice cream place she used to just to have something while I search something better.
Yeah.
And I was saying, like, I'm going from, like, learning how to kill people to scooping ice cream.
Yeah, dude. It's a weird, like, thing to just transition over. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I was like, peace. As soon as my DD214 was in my hand, I was like, later!
Oh, yeah.
Meow! Oh, goodbye, yeah. 29 Palms. Never coming back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that sucks for you that you're on 29, though.
Yeah. I was never going back, bro. I don't know, man. And it's so crazy, dude. It's so funny how fast my brain forgot all of our knowledge, dude. Yeah. You could ask me about a ton of stuff, and knowledge-wise, I remember, like, you know, tactics and basic shit, basic rifle handling. Like, I'll never forget those, like, motor function skills. Like, that I can always do. Like, I'll always remember how to clear rooms. I'll always remember how to communicate and all that stuff. But, like, you ask me, like, yo, you remember what fucking RIGS stand for? Oh, I'd be like, recon, integrity, genocide, security.
Yeah, like that.
Like my brain just immediately when I got out, probably because I was like out and it was like weed.
Weed.
My old friend. Like, so yeah, dude, I just immediately all that knowledge just out the window, just out. It all cleared out. It all just bye bye.
The one thing that I will say though was like what deployment did you go on?
Huh?
What deployment did you go on?
Deployment?
Yeah.
It was right when COVID hit. We went to Oki for like 3 months for quarantine. It was just to Australia, and then we finished out in 4 months in Australia.
Were you on the 31st?
I even have the shirt. It was either the 31st or I think maybe it was the 32nd.
Well, did your company have a boat company?
We were 3-7 when we went. 3-7, and we did two, though. Because when I was in RBE, my battalion went back to Australia. Mm-hmm. That was the second deployment, and I wasn't making that one.
Well, did you have a boat company in your...
No. Oh, no. I think that was the last one, the one that they, like, got back on a, like,
yeah, cause,
a year ago.
The 31st is the only one that supports boat companies now. So, like, my company, we're a boat company.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I know, like, the one I didn't go on when I was in RBE, I heard they got so screwed. Mm-hmm. I heard all that. I heard the higher-ups were just really just, ugh. The Marine Corps changing, man. It's not what it used to be. And I mean, I was a peacetime Marine, dude. I can't really say much on the fact that,
yeah,
like, on all of that. Like, I didn't go fight. I didn't do nothing like that. I drank, became an alcoholic, yeah, and trained to kill people. That was basically a lot of ups and downs.
But let me tell you, boat company. So I was a
but ride or die, motherfuckers, dude. I will say, like, we had some great times, bro, blowing shit up and having fun. So, but what are you saying? Yeah, I got you. Sorry.
So I have a pin on what you just said, so I'll come back to it real quick. But what I was saying was, so we were a boat company, and I was a coxswain, so basically like the ones driving the boats. So we had like a course down in the San Diego Bay.
You want to drive this one?
I kind of.
Yeah. I was making sure. It's strawberry cream. It's 50.
Strawberry was, for a while, like my favorite ice cream flavor. Then yeah. I hated ice cream after.
Oh, this is a pod juice.
Yeah.
It's the same one that we have, besides the cookies and cream.
Yeah, basically. Yeah I refill Ooh. That.
Yeah, we have literally the same out. Juice, like, back at the place. But what I was saying was...
Oh, I hold the button.
Yeah, you gotta hold the button.
It was like a month down in the San Diego Bay on the boats. That was, like, the most fun I've had in the Marine Corps.
Yeah?
Like, some of the days... Because you remember back in May, it was cold as hell. For some reason. Like...
I'm trying to think. Dude, all my days... I've just started to mesh together, bro. I'm just in this life, man. Each day, dude, I just take the day as it comes.
Yeah, but
I just take the day as it comes, dude.
Back to what you said though about like the ride or die, is I feel like it's definitely like you have to get put in a good like spot to have those ride or die motherfuckers.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely because I won't lie. When I went through I had a really rough patch in the Marine Corps, dog. I mean, I got NJP twice, both for drunken disorder. I mean, alcohol and me, we in the Marine Corps, we were a very toxic mix.
I'll drink to that.
Very toxic mix, and I had a lot of I had a lot of those guys when I first got in that were supposed to be these ride or die motherfuckers, turn their back on me so damn quick.
Yeah.
So damn quick, like it was ridiculous, and I was just hurting inside. I mean, that's all it was. I was just really hurting inside, trying to find a way, and nothing was working. I felt insane. I felt insane. I hope I wish no one goes through the kind of mindsets I went through during those times. Like, it was brutal. It was awful. I was gonna fucking off myself type shit.
Did you go get help while you were in the Marine Corps, or did you just kind of push
through? I did go to the, after my second NJP, I did do the 30-day inpatient, because it was another drunken disorderly conduct. So they were like, you're gonna go attend this alcohol stuff.
And I
was
like, okay. Where did you go for that?
I went to this thing, and it was sick, because my boy Cody, he actually did the first episode of the podcast. Mm-hmm. This is actually where the podcast idea was born, was in rehab, because my boy Cody, actually, he was struggling with alcohol, and he asked for help.
Was the place you went called Aurora?
Aurora, yep.
I went there.
You went there?
I went there, bro.
Ah, dude, but yeah, we were in the group with the alcohol and the drug abuse guys.
So they actually, at least when I went, they fucking, it was both.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have any mental health, like, stuff. That was all, like, a separate group. They had some alcohol and mental health group, and we were just the alcohol and drug group. We're interesting dudes, man. We played D&D. It's the first time I ever played D&D. We were just in there kicking it, bro, because it was just like, you gotta go do this. I mean, I won't lie, I was still in the mindset of, like, I'm gonna get out and still drink. I was like, I'm just doing this because I got punished.
Yeah.
I was like, screw it, once I'm over this, like, I'll get out of this punishment and whatnot. And my boy was there, and me and him were just kicking it, and we were talking, and I remember we were just sitting there eating, it was like lunch or something, dude, and I was like, let's start a podcast, Cody. He's like, yeah, you want to start a podcast? I was like, yeah. I was like, we'd probably be funny as fuck and all this, and he's like, yeah. I was like, you know what, maybe I would. I was like, it probably wouldn't be hard to start a podcast, and that's when the original thought happened. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't until a year, so we got out, and then a year later, after, like, I got out of a breakup. It was my only ever relationship. You know, I won't claim it. I've never been in a relationship. I've always been kicked. No, I was just like, that happened. I had so many things happen. It was like I had a box, and there's so much TNT already thrown in there, and there's one more thing after another, and I went off the deep end, bro. I blew up, dude. I went off the deep end. My mental state was so terrible. It was so bad. I would never wish that on, like, my worst enemies. So, and then eventually I got out of it through psychedelics. I actually used some psychedelics. I met my boy, Bybee, and he was in a super, super dark place, too. It was, like, two dark guys meeting, just trying to search for the light. Yeah. Me and him were scratching for the light, bro, and we met each other on a working party. And this kid was chilling, and I was like, yo, bro, after this working party, you just want to go back to my room and get drunk? He was like, yeah. And so we did, and it just unlocked this friendship. We ended up starting to do, like, some psychedelics together. Like, I mean, we went on, like, a two-month bender. We were doing it, like, twice a week. So we were like, you know how you have to start doubling up. Got to the point. Just a lot of breakthroughs during that time period. A lot of breakthroughs. It really, like, started, like, kind of opening just different stuff. It really helped me out. Mm-hmm. As I think psychedelics can help if you use them right. Oh, yeah. It can. Oh, yeah. And I was not in a good mindset at all when I first started that. Like, at all. I mean, I was straight up coming out of a very, like, suicidal time. With, like, until I met Bybee. Like, Bybee was, like, I was, like, the week after, like, I was done. I grasped because, of, you know, there's always the hope that there's more to life. There's something to live for. And then I met him and, yeah, worked out of it. And then after we stopped because I was sitting in a bar. And I stuck out my tongue and I had 9 tabs on it. And I looked at my boy Bybee and I was like, bro. I was like, I think after this one we got to stop. Because of how much we are having to double up to even get the feeling anymore. Because of how much we're on a bender, dude. Because we were just two lost souls, man. Yeah. Trying to figure it out. And we're like, this is our last kind of ditch effort in a way. But we were like slowly opening our minds. And it changed me. I'd say just in that 2 months period, I was a 180. Like, I was not the same guy I was. And it was quick. Most people are like, nah, change doesn't happen that quick. Nah, it was, because just my mind started unlocking stuff, and I started thinking differently. I saw a perspective I didn't, and I realized my destructive nature on a lot of things. I was like, you know, damn. Do I wish things went down different in a lot of ways? Sure. But I'm just going to learn from them. I'm just going to learn from them.
Beautiful thing about psychedelics.
Yeah. You know? And learn. And I stopped after that. We stopped tripping for a while. And then I tripped only one other time after that. And that was when Bybee got out. Because I got out before Bybee. Mm-hmm. And Bybee then got out and he stayed like 2 weeks with me. And we did it one time. We watched the Descendants movies. You know, the Disney Descendant movies? Yeah. We watched all 3 of them. And it was the greatest thing ever. Dude, they had a whole dude, because I've seen them sober. I've seen them sober. They're on, like, just Disney Channel and all that, but I've seen them sober. And watching them tripping, bro, they had a whole different plot line. A whole different story, dude. It was, like, wild, dude. It was actually really funny, dude. When they were singing, dude, it was the funniest shit ever, bro. Dude, me and him were just dying. We'd take little weed breaks, and it was like a perfect, like, last trip for a while. Like, I haven't tripped since. Mm-hmm. And that was, man, it's been like a little bit, it's been like a little over a year now since, like, the last time I tripped.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about psychedelics is, because I was telling Hope, like, after I, like, do shrooms and shit, like, I feel a lot more mental clarity. I also do a lot of research on
this. It can unlock a lot of doors.
Have you ever had a bad trip?
No. No, I never had a bad trip. I've had a really wild trip.
Yeah.
Like, I tripped and I didn't leave the room. Thank God I didn't go out into the outside world. But I completely wrecked my room. Like, I mean, I had protein powder everywhere.
Oh, God.
Like, milk everywhere. Like, ramen. I must have made a ramen. Broken beer bottles. Like, I wrecked my room. And then, like, I didn't come to. And then I came to. And it was a weird thing. But, like, nothing came of it. It took me, like, 3 days to clean my room. Jesus. To get all that. Like, it was crazy. But that was probably the closest thing to a crazy, like, experience. Because I was like, damn, dude, that was wild. That was the first. Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, bad trips.
Never text people while you're tripping either. I don't touch my phone when I trip. Because, dude, I looked at my phone after that trip, and I texted. This is when I was with my ex. And I texted my ex, and my text stream was, all right, see you in Vegas, Jack Sparrow, Disney's behind everything.
Bro.
The only text I sent the entire night. And I was looked at that, and, I mean, me and her were already on the decline in our relationship, so that didn't add on to any help, because she was like, what the heck? And I was just like, Disney's behind everything, bro, you know?
See, if I said something along the lines of that, you'd probably just laugh and be like, yep.
Yeah, no, there was a lot, man. It was just, I was crazy, dude. Not even, like, even thinking about it, dude. I'm just, like, I'm not that guy anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so far. I'm, like, it's like a black and white difference.
And the other good thing about it, too, is, like, how you said, oh, we should probably stop, and you stopped. Like, it's not addictive. So you can be like,
yeah, I mean, I feel like there are people that probably can get addicted to the experience.
Yeah. Is there a bathroom?
Yeah. Right across the, so just go out and straight across the hall.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, well, you'll be back. I hope, unless you fall in.
You know, it's happened before, but that's a story.
I'll probably take one after you.
Do a little bathroom breaks. So we'll take turns. Now it's just me and you, Cole. Yeah. Me and you.
Now I can talk more about the Marine Corps stuff.
I mean, I don't know, dude. You're in a new chapter.
Yeah.
Screw it, like, you're past the Marine Corps now, man.
Yeah, but back to what you were saying about how some of those people just turned their back on you. Yeah. It's sad, because, like...
It's extremely sad, yeah. But it's the culture of the Marine Corps, man. That's the one thing.
Yeah. Especially, like, I went to go get help, right? So, a lot of these people, a little bit personal, I'll get into it, is, like, over a year ago, like, that Mustang that I have now, I tried crashing to, you know, like, end my life. Right, yeah. I tried like rolling off a hill.
Bro.
Yeah, it's all good now, but like I tried rolling off a hill, and instead just kind of drifted. So, but like I told a lot of these people, like, yeah, this happened. Like I'm working on myself right now, and they're all like, yeah, we're here for you, bro. If you need to talk, you need to talk. And I was like starting to feel that way again. My life was going good when I was starting to feel like that again. But like I have
hope. That's the crazy thing about depression, bro. It doesn't matter what stage in life you are. And that's what a lot of people like go. Like seasonal depression, people are like, I got seasonal. Good for you. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Because like my kind of depression, don't take a day off. Yeah. But you just get better at dealing with it. And like some days, like, you know, it's not there. Yeah. Some days I'll go weeks feeling good, weeks, and then like suddenly I'll have a day where I'm just like,
oh yeah,
fuck,
yeah,
like I don't want to really do life anymore. Mm-hmm. Straight up, I'll just be like, man, it'd be so much easier, you know, like there'd be so much less problems. I wouldn't have to deal with anything if I'm just like, you know, I'm ready. Like, or you kind of feel like you've been on Earth too long. Sometimes you feel like you're like, man, like what is really the whole point of day in and day out? Like I wake up and like then like of course like it's like that because you realize it's an unhealthy way of thinking. You realize, oh wait, I got my podcast to look forward to. Yeah. I got things to look forward to. Oh wait, what is this dark mindset? And it's just sometimes it just comes in, man. It's like, hello, I'm still here.
Yeah, but the fucked up thing is, right? Like I felt like I was getting to that bad point again. So I had people around me which gave me the strength to like go and like talk to somebody about it.
But yeah, like the Oscar and stuff.
Yeah, well, I went to the community counseling center, talked to them, and then they sent me to the hospital, and then...
Why did you tell them that you were, like, suicidal?
I told them that I was in the past, and I was starting to feel that way again. I didn't know if
I
couldn't, like, trust
myself. Yeah, well, that's legally required. They're legally required to, like, take you to the hospital.
And the hospital sent me to Aurora. I was on there for, like, 5 days.
Just to be, like, watched.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Like, suicide watch, yeah. Mm.
When I got back, though, like, the amount of people that said that they were there for me and then my brother just gone. Like, just completely, like, call me a pussy, you know, like, saying, like, I took the pussy way out. Like, fucking doing all this shit. And then, like, one of my best friends, like, in my platoon, like, at the end of it, because he was always kind of neutral, but towards the end, before I got out, they put him as my roommate because my previous roommate, we had a lot of problems. It's a whole story. But they put him as my roommate. And, like, you know, we talked, you know, like usual, like old, and I was like, okay, you know, he's cool and stuff. As soon as I got out on Asmi on Snapchat and everything, it just like turn your back on you, like,
yeah. Well, no, like, I mean, those are just shitty people.
Yeah.
But I will say that the thing about the Marine Corps culture, it was, getting mental health, especially in the infantry, you're a weak bitch. That's what they look at you as. And it's unfortunate because, like, dude, like, guys I saw struggle with mental health. Never getting help. Yeah, those are the guys that most likely end up taking their lives a lot of the time. Yeah. Because they can't feel like they can't get help. Because if they do, exactly what happens. Everyone turns their back. Because we all saw it. I saw it plenty of times. Guys went and got help. And then everyone be like, he's a weak bitch. Because I was still like, you know, you're still there. And like your staff sergeant be like, guys, don't do that stuff. Like you can't figure it out. You want to kill yourself? I mean, just do it then. Yeah. Like, that was, like, straight up. Literally. Like, straight up. But it's so damaging because, no, you should be there for each other.
Yeah.
A stronger military force are the guys that really have each other's back. You think them Navy SEAL guys aren't getting help?
Yeah.
Right. They're probably all in counseling. They all probably talk it out. Yeah. They all probably watch out for each other. They probably get phone calls in the middle of the night going, bro, I just had a crazy nightmare. And I was just back in Afghanistan, bro. Can you just come out and help me out? And they're probably there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably the most high-fast motherfuckers, the badass warrior guys, are probably out there getting help. Mm-hmm. I mean, you should not be fucking bagging on someone for getting help because they needed it. Like me, I did the roar. Yes, like, I didn't choose to do a roar. I was told I was going to do a roar. Should I have chosen to do Aurora? Yeah, but I don't think in my head I would have actually asked for help because I was a dude who's like, I will figure it out on myself. I'll figure it out on my own. I was always that kind of like, I'm going to be tough and all that shit. And I realized, you know, it's not a bad idea to ask for help. Yeah. It's really helpful. Mm-hmm. And asking for help is helpful. Wow. Whoa. Well, crazy. But I'd say, like, I didn't get, like I did the Aurora. And then I talked to the chaplain a lot. I go to the chaplain. I don't know. Maybe it was, I feel like I always felt comfortable with chaplain. I always felt comfortable with religious leaders. Maybe it was because my dad was a chaplain. Mm-hmm. And like all that. I always felt comfortable with them because I really felt like they really won't tell another soul. Because they like put on it, they'll like put it on God and confidentiality. And like, I always trusted them. And they always proved me right. All chaplains were always the coolest guys. Like my two chaplains were in. They helped me so much, like to get to probably where I am now. They were so helped. I straight up, I remember being in my chaplain's office just bawling my eyes out, man. Like just like dude, I am like I'm like broken, bro. Like I was like, I'm not right in the head. And that was my mental help where I didn't get like counseling or therapy. I just went to the. I mean, I guess that's a form of therapy though. But I used them. But when I got out of the Marine Corps, it was I almost looked at it as my time to sink or swim. Because I didn't now have the chaplain to talk to. I mean, sure, I got my parents, I got my family, I got my brothers, I got all that. But it was weird. I never really wanted to ever go to my family for much problems. I'd call my dad every once in a while. Like, sometimes if I was really, like, there, I'd call my dad. Mm-hmm. But I always took that approach, I'm going to figure this out on my own. I'm going to figure it out. And it did. I mean, it was the best way for me to do it because when I finally broke through during the psychedelics – and it was one day I woke up and I like walked to the mirror and I just looked at myself and I was chunky, bro. I was chunky, all that drinking and all that stuff, all that crap. I mean, I saw it. I was not the same person. Like you could see me on my first episode of the podcast. Like I was rough, bro. And I just looked at myself and I was like, you know what? I'm tired of like not liking myself. I'm going to love myself. And I looked at myself cheesy and I went, I love you. It was cheesy as fuck, but I just looked at myself. I was like, I love you. And from there, I was like, you know what? I'm going to learn. Why am I trying to beat myself up? I was like, my brain should be on my side.
Yeah.
Why is my brain going against me? I was like, no. I was like, shut the fuck up, brain. Let's start working together, dude.
For real.
Find our happiness, bro. Do you want to end up in like some gutter or dead and you want to be a drug junkie or something? Is that where you want to go, brain? Do you really want to end up there? My brain, bro, no, not really. I'd rather end up like in a mansion. Cool, then let's start working for some success or something.
Yeah,
go somewhere other than like where we're going, dude. Because where we're going, it's like a survive or die. Mm-hmm. Like kind of mentality. It's like, when am I going to kill myself?
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, it's shitty.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's like there is no other option than choosing to strive for success. Because like my parents and stuff, my whole family.
I mean, say hope, success though, happiness, man.
Yeah.
Strive for your happiness because, bro, like success. I mean, success in what you love, I guess, is happiness. But like, don't just go for money. I'd say the guys that just chase money and chase power and success, are they truly happy inside?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some are. Maybe some just love it.
Yeah.
But I feel like most of the time, like, if you're just constantly chasing success, though, it doesn't lead. And maybe you're not meaning that. Maybe I'm taking you wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, I'd say, man, your happiness.
Yeah, well, no, I'm doing happiness, too.
I have to just change out that battery.
Right now, I have to focus most on success because, like, I don't have any family out here or anything besides Hope. And Hope's still figuring out her success and everything as well. Like, so if I don't, you know, actually strive to like, you know, do good in my jobs that I get, you know, get a good job, all this stuff, like I'm going to sink because besides Hope, I don't have anyone like really like no family members to fall back to here. So my main goal is to stay here instead of going back to Pennsylvania.
And that, yeah, that's a great driving factor. Mm-hmm. That's like something that will push you.
Yeah.
And continually, like, push you.
Yeah.
So we can go for the audio for a little bit. I just put, like, the logo here. Mm-hmm. The camera ever has a little bit of a thing. I'm going to give it a sec.
I'm going to use the bathroom real quick.
It's yeah, go right, for right it, right man. Across, yeah. That. Yeah. Now it's me and Hope's time. Dun, dun, dun.
I have something I wanted to talk about, actually. I'll wait for him to leave. I don't really want him to hear this story.
He'll hear it.
You can watch the show if you want
to hear it. I was about to say, like, he'll hear it when it's released.
Yeah, literally. Just waiting for that door to close. He's going to be listening with, like, a cup on the door. Anyways, so before I left, there's the jokes of, are you going to fall in? I actually did fall in.
To the toilet?
Well, I have a story. My dad worked at San Diego State University, which is one of the big...
Well, I'm about to ask you to turn on the camera. We'll get this.
A commercial break.
It was like, well, yeah, whenever, like, if the camera ever goes off. Oh, no, yeah. It needs some time.
He needs a little break.
It needs a little break. Well, yeah.
Don't we all, honestly?
Don't we all? For real, though. We'll give it, a little 10-minute break.
For real?
No, I guess this is more for the listeners. And everyone just gets to listen to this. You guys don't get to see our beautiful faces. Just my logo.
Yeah, you don't want to see my face for the story, honestly. So my dad, he would do, like, instrument repair for, like, orchestra stuff at the big state university down here. And when I was little, after school, if my mom was doing her job, I'd have to go to work with my dad, you know, just hang out there and whatever. Then I got kind of bored, you know, like, I would play the orchestra instruments, then my dad would be like, don't touch that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, fuck this, man. I'm going to go hang out in the bathroom.
What? We're talking about, she's going to go hang out in the bathroom right now. All right, so.
I would go hang out in the bathroom. And then, here.
Yeah, there you go. You can scoot in. Switch positions. Change it up. When I put the camera back on, it'll be a whole different position. They'll be like, what?
Right. Okay. Anyways, so as I was saying, I would come to the bathroom. And then, for some reason, the lock broke after I, like, went pee-pee. And then I was like, oh, no. And I was like, wait a second, I'm a kid. I was maybe like 8, and I was like, this is an adventure. Like, I'm the main character. This is my time. I'm going
to... Main character mission, energy.
My time, like, sorry, my mission is to climb over the bathroom stall and hop over and then unlock it from the outside, like the hero I am. So my ass gets on top of, like, the toilet, and then, like, the toilet seat kind of broke, and then, like, my leg fell into the toilet, and it was, I was little, so that was, like, most of my leg, and then, eventually, and then I was, like, I started crying, I'm like,
like, your foot actually, like, you got stuck?
For a little bit, and then I pulled it out, and then my ankle hurt, and then I was, like, I look under, I'm, like, I could have crawled under the stall the whole time.
Zero.
So I crawled under the stall. My ankle hurt.
So your original thought to get into a stall.
No, get out of the stall.
To get out of the stall. Wait. So you already walked in. You locked the door. And then
couldn't unlock it.
You just couldn't unlock it. And your first thought was, I'm going to climb this bitch.
Yeah. I was an 8-year-old, maybe.
I feel like even my 8-year-old self would have just looked down too. But hey, you had an adventure out. You can now say you've fallen into the toilet.
Well, and then I go back to my dad and I start crying. I'm like, Dad, it hurts. He's like, what?
You didn't want me to know that you fell into the toilet.
Anyways.
That's fucking, like, hilarious.
She wanted you to know how dirty of a girl she really is.
Bruh.
Like. Anyways. So. Anyways. I was like, Dad, no, please. And then he saw my leg, like, covered in water. He's like, what did you fall in? And I go, the toilet. And then he starts fucking laughing. And I was like, why are you laughing at me, Dad?
So, like, literally, when everyone tells you don't fall into the toilet, you're like, hopefully that doesn't happen again.
No, I really do appreciate the, I don't know, good luck, good omens.
Yeah, don't fall in. Oh, I'll try not to.
No, I won't. I won't because of your good wishes.
Always, I hope you never fall into another toilet.
As long as it's not a hope pun, I...
Oh. Ah! I didn't even think about that a second there. I sincerely wish...
Thank you.
You do not fall into another toilet.
No, that means a lot to me, yeah.
No, the other day when I was at work, I don't know if I mentioned I work at Home Depot, some guys just recognize me. When I swear to God, I've never seen them before, but sure, if you go into Home Depot a lot, I'm sure you recognize the blue-haired girl.
Some stalkers, they're checking out wood and just... Well, where's the blue hair girl?
Well, no other sales associate looks like me, so I don't really, like, blame them. Especially if they're an electrician.
You got
a
unique quality about you with your blue hair. It stands out.
No, one of my coworkers recognized me. He plays in the band, and he was like, were you at my show the other day? And I was like, was I?
He was you like, tell me.
I know. I was like, okay. He was like, yeah, you were. And I was like, all right.
Well, were you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I know, we have a buddy that takes us to shows, and we don't really know what bands we're going to. I have memory problems.
Are they just like house parties
yeah.
and
usually,
stuff like that?
Usually, yeah.
So, essentially, like, there's a lot of local bands out here in San Diego.
Yeah.
And one of our buddies is, like, a producer. And now I'm going to be starting Friday the 13th to co-produce with them.
Like, when you say producer, you mean, like, you're talking, like, promoting?
Yeah, it's promoting.
So promoting.
That's his title.
Yeah.
But he does produce sometimes, too. But he's officially a promoter.
Yeah.
So you're going to start promoting bands and stuff?
Yeah. So, like, we'll get the bands together, like, pick out a house. People, like, usually, like, shows playing at their house most of the time. And they'll be like, yeah, can we have the show at your house? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Get all the stuff we need. Get the bands there. Like, create flyers. Throw them out. And then have a show.
Yeah.
So... like, that the local bands that play, like, a lot of them, like, come, like, a lot of them are the same ones.
Yeah.
So it's nice hearing, like, their music. Some new bands every now and then. But the San Diego scene is very apparent. I've never seen a scene like this, and I've hopped, like, city to city. Like, Philly had no scene. Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And then coming here is, like, this is epic, you know?
Yeah, a lot of time. Like,
This is epic.
Now, this is epic.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. This was epic.
You ever seen that one meme where it's like two dudes? Like, there's like a kid and a dude, and like he's just
a
like.
A kid and a dude.
Yeah, and like they have like a carnival thing in front of them, and like the music's starting to play, and the kid's just like, okay. Let's
oh,
go.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. And it's the animals, Martin Garrix.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that shit is funny.
One of my favorites, like memes, is like the kid in like the club, and he's like doing like the hand wave.
Oh, yeah, it's like my brain right now.
Yeah. But it is my brain, 24/7.
Always just partying.
Always, yeah.
I'm kind of
sad I never got to Oki. Because,
No, Oki sucked, bro.
Well,
Oki was terrible.
I kept seeing those memes where it was like, my mom texting me while I'm on deployment. Like, my mom saying before you go on deployment, you better be safe. And then me on deployment in Oki at some random bar past curfew, just vibing.
I mean, facts, bro. I mean, the shore patrol will get you.
No, I've heard so much about it, because originally it was supposed to go on the 15th, and then it got pushed back to the 31st. So I was in the fleet for, like, a year plus before even, like, getting close to being deployed, which sucked. And, like, I'd see, like, videos of, like, people in Oki where it's, like, it's a typhoon, but it's barely raining, and, like, some, like, NCO yelling at people for not wearing their flak and Kevlar out in the rain.
Ooh.
Like, it seemed so gay over there.
It was. A lot of bugs, too.
Yeah.
The jungle warfare training, that was ass.
Sounds like it.
Ass.
Part of me
ass
is like...
Ass, not the good kind of ass.
Yeah.
It's like the flat kind.
Oh.
Like the straight just down where you're just like...
Oh, like those like big old chonky women. Like, you know,
have
you seen...
Big old chonky?
Yeah, chonky women. Like, I've seen them on TikTok, and they're like, I'm so proud of my body, and I don't care if my ass looks like this. And then they turn around, and it's like two, like, you know, like cuties. Like, it's terrible.
Like two little cuties. Like
no,
SpongeBob,
no, no,
like a SpongeBob
not
booty.
Not cuties. Like the orange.
Like a SpongeBob
orange.
Booty.
Like
yeah,
the
I know
mini
what you're talking about.
Like,
the little, yeah,
yes.
Cute little cuties. Yeah, I know
it's
what you're talking
terrifying.
About.
Like, that was horrifying. I mean,
or they
like,
just look like a piece of paper.
I mean, like, slay plus size queen or whatever, but like...
Hey, man, you should be proud of yourself always, though. Good on you for not letting
live your life, slay your shit. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You
slay
should,
queen.
You
slay
get,
queen.
You should get Gorlock the Destroyer on your podcast.
Gorlock the Destroyer.
That one, really the trans big, girl. Like, fat trans
girl.
I was like, I'm a 10 out of 10. Like, I could pull any guy at the bar.
I think she admitted at some point, though, that most of it is, like, a character.
Probably.
Honestly, what people do to, like, just be famous.
Even, like,
stuff.
Nikado Avocado is definitely.
I don't know why you would want to just act.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you want to put on facade just to be famous and act like a whole different person? Why wouldn't you just want to be yourself?
You can get hella money from it.
Sure, but I would hate to always have to put on an act. I'd just much rather be myself.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, hey, I'm me and people like that. That's lit.
Yeah, the Nicolas.
Like, you think Joe Rogan putting on an act for anything? Nah, he's just chilling. You think like that's why I like comedians, because there is no act about them. They're just them, bro. And it's like they're just funny, and you like them.
I want to see if this camera is ready to get back into the action.
Pack. Are we back? Are we rocking and rolling?
Oh, we got two beers left.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if it's
You had one job.
We'll keep going for a little bit.
You guys only have two beers left? What?
Yeah.
What? Coming down to it.
But,
I wish you guys, next time you guys come on, let me know. Well, now I actually know. You don't have to. I'll know. I'll get some beers in the fridge.
Alright.
No, that's what I do. I've just recently.
Yeah, we'll just show up at your door out of nowhere, and you'll be like, I got the beers. You know, I read your mind.
Oh, yeah, if we plan next time, I'll have some beers in here. Usually, I always kept it stocked.
Yeah.
But recently, man, I've just been having people that are like more smokers than drinkers. So we'll just smoke beforehand, and I just haven't had to make any beer runs
or anything
like that.
I feel like that's more convenient to, like,
well, because I'm a smoker,
so
I always got weed. So I'm like, I'll bet. Let's just.
Well, I don't know. I just, like, part of me wishes, like, the roles are swapped. Like, I react to weed like I react to, you know, booze.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe this is a mindset thing. Maybe you just gotta smoke and think that you're drinking. And then you're just like,
I have tried, like, big amounts of edibles, little amounts. I've tried stizzies, joints, blunts. Wax pens,
maybe,
every type of
amount. Maybe not your thing. It's just not your thing.
I don't think it's my thing, but, you know, I'll do it, like...
Everyone different.
Once or twice a year, you know, just to be like, what if this time it's better?
There
you
go.
Know?
It also depends, you know, it depends on what strain you're smoking, what kind it is.
Yeah,
whatever that was last night got me fucked up.
Yeah.
That was the first, like, high.
I'm sorry, my guy.
No, you're good.
I didn't mean. Yeah, I did. Well,
you,
I was like,
he's like, this
I
is
did
fire
warn
push.
You. I was like, your first time, only take a couple. I was like, you don't want to green out, feel it out. You only took like four hits. And
I didn't take four hits. I took a puff, puff, pass, and I was done.
You told me you had
so
three.
Crazy.
No, I didn't have three. I had a puff, puff, pass.
You probably had three. That's probably more accurate. I think you did take three. I think you're like, I was only take a few, and you're like, oh, I'll just take a few.
No, I remember because I took it. I did like
puff, puff, puff.
And then I was starting to die of coughing. I was like, yeah, I think I'm good.
And then, you walked away for a little bit. And then you came back. You're like, yeah, I don't think weed's my thing anymore.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, why'd you say that? My guy, you're like, I don't know if I really like how I'm feeling. I was like, hey, man. Hey, I was like, it's all good, dude. Like, hey, just give it a little bit. You'll come down. And I mean, yeah, if weed's not your thing, it's not your thing. Everyone different. He's like, you tried it again. It's been a while. And you're like, yeah, I think, you know, I'm just going to go get some food now. I was like, yeah, you do. Maybe that'll make you feel better. He's like, you're going to get food, and then you're going to realize how much you love weed, because you're going to bite into a cheeseburger, and you're like, food's the best thing ever. I love weed.
I did not get to
Yeah, you didn't even get to the food, because, yeah, he left. He got with Hope. You guys left, and next thing you know, Hope is calling the one kid.
Joshua.
Yeah, Joshua. Yeah. And he's like, Cole's throwing up right now? Like, not, like, 5 minutes later, and I was like, wow, maybe weed really isn't his thing anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I don't even think I said that. I was like, oh, man, he greened out. I was like, I feel so bad for him. I was like, but it happens. Like, I've greened out before.
Yeah.
I've had times where, like, I've thrown up, usually after, like, long periods of, like, break, or you just smoke much. Like, when I was originally getting into, like, stoner, like, I'd be going, I had a couple times. I, like, turned green once. Like, I looked in the mirror, and I'm like, I'm green. I looked green, bro. But the thing is, what was creepy is everyone else said I was green too. They're like, "Oh my gosh, bro, why are you green?"
You're
I'm like,
really
"I'm green,
green
bro." I was really greening out. It was crazy. Maybe that's where the name comes. Maybe like someone actually saw someone turn like that.
I
looked sickly, bro.
Uh-huh, yeah, totally.
I was green.
I was sickly, dude. They laid me in the bed. They put like a wet, cold towel on my head, bro. And they were just, like, letting me chill out, and I just laid there, and another kid was greening out. He was laying on the edge of the bed. Me and him were just kicking there, and we were kind of somewhat talking to each other. I was like, hey, Caleb,
You feeling okay? It was another Caleb, not my little brother Caleb, because people know Caleb from the podcast and not. Yeah, he was just at the edge of the bed, just dying too. And we're always like, Caleb, you okay? And he'd be like, no.
No, you can ask Hope. Literally, like, every movement I made felt like I was dying or something.
Yeah, dude, when it happened, dude, that happened to me when I got back from teaching English in Cambodia. I smoked for the first time, again, dude, and that shit sent me on the spins. I was.
Oh, not the spins.
Yeah, no. Dude, I was throwing up so much, bro. And my boy River was just sitting there patting my back. And he's like, it's okay, dude. It's all right. You'll be all right. And I'd be like, nah, dude, anytime I sit up, I throw up. He'd be like, what you mean? I'd sit up, I get... And yeah. I just throw up again, dude. And he's like, oh, it's okay, buddy.
Yeah, the funny thing is I didn't eat for a while beforehand. So, like, Hope can attest, my throw up was just, like, liquid in the tiniest
bit. No, that's the worst kind of throw up, dude. Yeah. And especially when you get into the gagging and, like, your body's looking for something to throw up and you're stuck in that constant, like...
Yeah, that's what I was in that last night. Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. It's, like, yeah. The worst thing ever.
No, the fucking thing is...
It's so painful, too, because, like, you're stuck... Like, you're trying to find something. It's like a dry heave.
Yeah. Yeah. The funny thing was, I was this close to the food, too. So and then, like, I was sitting there and I was like, can I have a fry? I want to see if it helps. I just...
Just chewed
The cheeseburger. Yeah. I finally took a few bites of the cheeseburger when we got back to the fucking apartment, and I just knocked out. Yeah. It was like that was the only thing that was comfortable to me, was just knocking.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe next time I'm trying. I think they're only 10. It's like 10 mg.
Okay.
10 mg right here, dog.
Hope's going to pee again.
Wait, I already wished your nerve to fall in. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. But.
Yeah, dude, these are like, they're only like 10. They're like really light.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, freaking open them. They're not bad. I might take like 3 of them right now.
There you go.
I got like 6 of them.
I'm definitely gonna take a break.
You can have one, bro. I mean, like, you can take one, keep one. It's only 10, dude. It really wouldn't do anything to you. That's a light amount.
I don't know, because if I ever feel like something again, I know I can always just be like, hit you up and be like, all right, I'm down again.
That's true. Yeah. I would always be down. Maybe we'll change it out, dude. Maybe we'll just smoke a little and, like, put a movie on or something for you. There you go.
Yeah.
It's a vibe. Yeah.
I am always down for shrooms, though.
Oh, that's one. I fell on the ground.
God, dude.
It's like ASMR right now.
ASMR of doing shrooms.
That's not true.
Eating weed gummies, my bad. Fucking, you want to hear a funny story?
Just slap 3 of these in my mouth real quick. Oh, yeah.
So, when I was, like, you know, 16, you know, like, smoking for the first time, I actually did enjoy smoking back then. My mom, like, I got caught a few times, and my mom was so against it. Like, if I find any weed in your system, I'm bringing down the hammer. And as soon as I was 18 and I moved into my dad's the summer before I left for the Marine Corps, my mom told me that she's been smoking this whole time. She has a medical card. She has a body condition.
Wow. Then why she get so mad at you?
Well, because she smokes it because her body is constantly in pain.
You're really
chewy. Hell yeah. Her body is constantly in pain. So, like, she smokes it for her pain.
Yeah, so why would she get mad at you, though?
Because, you know, like, being young. My mom was kind of strict. But it was just funny because there'd be times where, like, I'd go down and it would look like my mom's high. And I'd be like, Mom, are you high? And she's like, no, I'm just in pain. And then hearing my mom say, oh, yeah, I was high as fuck.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's how she knew when I was high all the time, because she knows how it is being high.
No. Mm-hmm. We used to think we were so slick back in the day. I didn't think my parents knew.
Yeah.
They did. The whole time.
My dad always knew. My dad, you know, sold me stuff. My dad was the best of people. But my mom was always... It was like my dad was, like, all for it, and my mom was all against it. So I had, like, a like split, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, I turned my tongue blue.
Hell. But,
I just popped a little... Three little edibles. Yeah, these are, like... I was, like, just 30 mg. I'm barely gonna probably even, like, do anything.
Are they grape flavored?
No, dude, they're actually really good. It's Blue Dream, that's the strain.
Mm.
They're blueberry.
Oh, for some reason I, like, smell grape right now, so it's like, I could kind of see blueberry. Like, they smell like...
They're yummy, dude. They're actually pretty good, chewy.
Like I said, if another time maybe. But
you do you, man. Whatever's your thing, you just do it, man. Yeah. I mean, dude, at the end of the day, you should never feel like pressured to try anything that's not your vibe.
Yeah.
Like, if it's your vibe, it's your vibe. If it's not, it's not. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it goes. What's like, you know, you can go your own way.
Exactly.
Go, it's whatever your way is, bro. I was trying to think of another song. I don't know why that song popped in my head. That's freaking Fleetwood Mac.
I have a homework assignment for you, actually.
What? Right? What's the homework assignment?
Do you like Avenged Sevenfold?
I know of Avenged Sevenfold. I've heard a few of their songs, but I would never say like I was like a big listener.
Okay, so their newest album is very like different. Like it's not
very psychedelic-y.
Yeah, very psychedelic-y.
Yeah, I'll slap one on real quick.
If you want the most psychedelic song, I'd say Cosmic by Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah. Cosmic.
That whole album, if you listen back to back.
Sevenfold.
If you listen to it like back to back, like Trippin', like me and Hope.
They have a this one. Let's see. This one right here.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
I have never seen the video. I'm excited.
This is more of just like artwork and lyrics.
That's pretty.
Yeah, it's still artwork. It's tight.
It's like oldie ink artwork.
For myself.
Yeah. It's very much not like metal, but like, you know.
No, I'm emotional. Liking this so far. I'm liking this.
Yeah. And this art is by Wes Lang. He's like my favorite artist.
By who?
The art is by Wes Lang.
Wes Lang? That's the singer?
No, he's the one that does all the art.
Oh, the actual art.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this vibe.
Hey guys, it's literally us.
It's us.
I'm the dude taking his fucking head off.
I'm the one with the flower.
I'm in the back, bro, because nobody fucking me.
Now you're putting your hand on his shoulder.
No, like in the, you know, in that, bro, like, you know, everyone like this. I'm definitely back because no one behind me.
Valid.
That's real.
I don't know, that's where my high mind went. I was like, hey, yo, think about it. You know what I lost. I know what I mean.
I have buzz. I get what you're saying, like, I like that.
That was pretty nice.
Yeah, my homework is trip balls on either fucking being high as fuck or on shrooms and just listen to that album.
I bet that be like it's like imagine like just tripping and like Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
So like Human Centipede, bro. You want to be the front, middle, or back?
I call front.
No, I want to be the front.
I called it already. Yeah. No, I already called it.
Dude, that camera need a little more time.
See, and my finger's on my nose, so I get it.
Oh, snap. Okay, but why are you taking the front? What's your reasoning? Video just went out again. It's fine. Oh, it might come back, guys. That camera's just been running nonstop today. I mean, this is the second podcast episode. My battery's had no time to recharge or anything, so sorry on the video. You guys get the logo for a little bit. You get half video and, like, 20 minutes of logo.
Hell yeah.
I mean, everybody needs a little break sometimes.
Yeah, from seeing us, they don't want to see us. We're all just they just want to see my logo spinning in a circle. Exactly. That's what I put in this.
I love that.
If there's no video, it's just my logo spinning in a circle. And then I'll probably put, like, when the video comes back in. But, yeah. No, yeah, so why the front?
I don't know. Why not?
I mean, I'd go front just off the fact so I'm not eating someone else's shit. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
So, because you're in the front, you're eating all the food and then just pooping. But, like, you're pooping in someone else's mouth, man.
What even is the point of a Human Centipede?
It was nothing. It was just a messed up movie.
I don't know. I just always like picking first or front. That's just kind of like my personality. I go first. Me. Wah. Yeah. I know. Well, not even that, but I love being like
a I've never leader. Watched those movies, actually. So
I didn't either. Neither have I. Like, I always love being like a
Let's watch them together, guys.
Let's go. On what?
Let's go through. Let's go.
I'm watching right, that shit sober. Listen, right? No
we
way.
We need to pick a date.
I definitely not watch that. Like Trippin'. That movie would be way too creepy and intense.
I would love it.
Oh, let's okay.
I like horror.
I'd probably throw up as soon as he starts like as soon as they start showing someone shitting in someone's mouth.
I would giggle.
Tripping,
I would.
Bro. I'd be like, bleh.
Well, let's make a date. Me and Hope will trip, and you do whatever you want.
I'd smoke. I'd just get really high for something like that. We just not watch... tripping, but like I'd trip and watch something like really cool. Like Ready Player One was an awesome movie to watch.
I want to watch it. That'd be sick as fuck.
That was a sick movie to watch.
That was a sick movie to watch sober.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Those movies, like, if they're super cool sober, bro, they're probably super cool.
Especially if you're, like,
cool
a video game nerd, too. Like,
dude, like, the Super Mario movie, dude, watching that on, like, Shrooms or something probably would have been,
like...
Oh, that's
a good idea. That was a good movie. Not to be a nerd, but I liked it.
Yeah,
sober.
It was a good movie. Yeah. It was a good movie, and it was, like, very colorful and thing. Not as a man to throw some acid or shrooms in there, you're probably like... Like, you know?
I love exactly. Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
You're Donkey Kong? Is that what you said?
No, I said I loved Seth Rogen.
Is he Donkey Kong?
Oh, yeah,
Kong?
Yeah.
Is he Donkey Kong?
You didn't tell by the laugh?
Donkey Kong, bro. Donkey Kong. Yeah.
Seth Rogen's laugh is fucking iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it, but, like, I know some friends that can really do it. Yeah. I know some friends that can really do really good, like, Scooby-Doos.
Like Zoink Scoob. I thought she was 18.
That was pretty good.
That was
what? I thought it was pretty good.
No.
She says all of my things are awful.
Both of you together.
We gotta get out of here.
That's like a Scooby
Doo. Raggy.
No.
Raggy. This is my best Scooby Doo right there.
My head hurts.
No, can't do it.
Like, Scoob, you trying to get stoned or what?
That's better.
Like, Scoob, you trying to get stoned?
No,
it's so funny. We talked about Scooby Doo on the last episode today, too. It's so funny how, like, topics, probably because of the same day that it kind of just bled in together.
Yeah.
But that's how Scooby Doo was how I learned what haggis was. The Loch Ness Monster episode is like that sheep gut dish that the Scottish meat. Random talk. Topic, you know.
For me?
Really? You gave him a beer? That's love, guys.
Our relationship dynamic is great. I make her sandwiches and she brings me beers.
Oh my god, everyone was giving you shit when you made me a sandwich in the apartment.
Yo, yeah. Because I mean, because of a bit, the whole joke is the
whatever
way around.
You want.
Well, I love making food. Like,
so
maybe you should just go be a chef, bro.
I don't like food that much. But, like, if it's just me and Hope chilling in the apartment.
That's fair.
Like,
that's fair, right?
I love cooking, but I think that job would get so boring making the same thing.
I would say probably not. Like, maybe in, like, a small restaurant, but like imagine working, if you're like actually like a really good chef and you're working like at those really nice restaurants, it's probably like really intense and like awesome, and you're making some exotic dishes. I just made fromage fennet, la la.
I know what that is, but I eat that.
I don't know, that was just a bunch of words I just mixed up right now.
Hell yeah.
But like I'm saying, like that's the thing, it's probably really cool, and you also know how to make amazing food. Mm-hmm. And you're probably just cooking for yourself at home all the time, buying your expensive meats and just chopping shit up. But it probably ruins, like, all of the, like, bad foods for you. Like, you can't probably eat fast food anymore.
Yeah.
You probably take a bite of a McDonald's cheeseburger and you're like,
yeah, I want to do that.
This is disgusting.
My favorite thing...
Yeah, with the accent, too, of course.
My favorite thing to do, though, is making meals from, like, back at home that, like, no one here has tried and have never even heard of. Like, have you ever had tomatoes, salt, and mayonnaise?
No, I'm not a big tomato guy.
Mm.
I gotta be honest, like, I love tomato sauce, and, like, tomato soup, but, like, a raw tomato, I've never been able to really eat a raw tomato, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I won't kill it, like, if it's, like, a slice, like, sliced
no,
up
I'm the same way,
on something,
though, but it's kinda good.
Every once in a while, it's not bad, like, in pico de gallo, I'll eat pico de gallo with chips, that's straight up just tomatoes, but seasoned and different and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have chips without pico de gallo.
So,
I mean, what about queso?
Shit, you're right.
No, let me tell you though, right? So like, back in New Jersey, because so I lived in Philly and around Philly my whole life before coming to California, and New Jersey is like an hour away, and a lot of our family is from New Jersey. And so this meal originated? I don't know if it was from.
I don't know if it originated
in New Jersey itself or just from my New Jerseyan family, but it's. Tomatoes mixed with salt and mayonnaise, and it's like poor people food, but it's so good.
Is it? Are you talking like you make like a sauce? Like, you mash up the tomato, eating the tomato, you put mayo on top and, like, salt.
Yeah, like, yes. Well, you, like, cut the tomato.
I know people that, I wouldn't say it's, like, a poor thing. People like tomatoes. Like, my Nana would eat a raw tomato. Well, it's like just a poor, eat it like an apple.
It's, like, a poor meal because it's poor. It's cheap. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's just a tomato, dog. It's just a tomato. It's just a tomato.
Same people with, like, cream my cheese mom and called bagels.
It. Yeah, dude, it's like, bro, like... Or, like, celery and ranch.
Well, my mom
celery and peanut butter.
My mom called it poor people food, so I just, you know.
Well, damn, why your mom is just poor people? Why would you put that in your kid's head, bro? I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't be saying that to my kid, I don't think. I mean, I can't tell your mama how to raise or anything like that. She did what she did, and hey, man, I think you're a pretty cool kid, so.
Neat.
Pretty neat, bro. Stay golden, pony boy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Bruh.
I mean, but, like, I think we're coming, like, toward the tail end of this episode.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I feel like it. We're all kind of chilling out now, you know. Yeah. The sun went down, that's why.
Hey, if you live...
Oh, it hasn't really quite gone down. We've got probably, like, an hour and a half left of sunlight.
Should I promote my show real
you
quick?
Could, I mean, when's your show? The 13th?
Yeah.
What's today? Oh, the 30th? I would expect this episode to probably be out. I'd probably put it out tomorrow. It's probably going to be, like, Thursday.
Oh,
Thursday, because I'll probably edit the first the one I did this morning, have that out on Monday, and then have that on Thursday, so that would be October, like, 4th.
Okay.
So bet if it's before your show, that's lit, because then you can post it, and I can clip this for you and shit. Talking about clipping while we're doing the podcast.
Exactly.
See the inner works, guys? You just got an inside look.
Exactly.
As some people would do this. I mean, I'm just making this shit up as I go. But yeah, we can do that. We can do whatever the fuck we want, man.
All right.
I mean... We just having fun.
All right. If you or any of your friends live around,
you can look into the camera, dog. You can tell us directly to the people. Yeah, go ahead.
If you or any of your friends live in the San Diego area or just the Southern California area in general, we're going to be doing a show October 13th. It's a costume show. Tickets are really cheap. $5 if you're in costume. $10 if you're not. So you might want to dress up. We got the renters. We got Kavana, Breakpoint, White Collars. And Michael Wednesday. If you want more information, just follow Azriel SD or Bracco SD. And from there, we'll post flyers out once we get the address and everything. But yeah, come out. It's going to be fun.
Is that like on cheap beer. Snapchat, Instagram?
Instagram.
Instagram, so it's Bronco SD.
Bracco. Bracco.
Yeah, go ahead and spell that for the people real quick.
Well, preferably follow Azriel SD.
Go ahead, spell that for people.
Azriel SD.
There you
and
go, guys.
Bracco is just BRO.
Yo, follow that. Find out where the hot scene shows are happening.
The hot scene shows where all the
cool people go hang out.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun. We're gonna have a raffle for a guitar that's signed by the bands.
Oh, so. That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
there you go.
Kinda
heck
yeah.
Epic,
yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, like, I appreciate you guys coming on and doing this.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, taking time out of your day and coming and chill and vibe with me.
Gives me an excuse to drink beer.
Yeah, dude. There you go.
You always have next.
It's a good time, man. It's a good time. Well, heck yeah. Well, guys, as always, have the best day. Have the best week. Have the best month, year, whatever you do.
Peace
just
out,
do what you're
girls.
Doing.
It does. Yeah. No!
I mean, that just shows it's the end, guys. Yeah. We're out of here.
End.
Love you guys. Live your best life always.
All right.
Bye-bye.